This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Love the way you do get me started.
KLUC FM and HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
In the mornings, in the car.
Love it. On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Happy spring break for all the kids in Clark County Schools, for all the parents that are like, Well, Adrian's, exactly. So for me, because I don't have kids and stuff, my feeling on that would be like, spring break. Okay, good, spring break. Because, you know, you don't have to run around, you know, do all the stuff. Stay asleep, children's. You know what I mean? Just sleep till noon. I don't care. That's how I would feel about it. But Adrian, being the only father in this joint.
Yeah.
Is spring break. Well, okay, what are your thoughts? Is it stressful?
This spring break this year is going to be amazing because Sire is getting his ass on a plane tonight and going out for the week with family. So I'm good.
Really?
Let's go.
So I'm getting my own spring break at home.
I think that's good when you can ship them off. I do. Yeah, I never thought about it. You know, obviously when you're a kid, you don't think about it. You're just kind of living your own life and you're in your own world and all that kind of stuff. But I realize now that was mommy's blow off some steam time.
Totally.
Back in the day when they would ship you off to the relatives. That's what that was. It was like, sure, go spend time with your cousins, go see your grandma, whatever. But it was mommy needs a beer. You know, that was.
Plus, we can use that family excuse like 100% more just because we're the only ones on this side of the country. So we can really play it off. Like, no, we really need you to spend time with your cousins. Family time's an important value. And also, get the heck out of my house. Thank you. See you next week. I love you, Papa.
Michaela's shirt says, everyone is. Oh, that's the one you told us about on Friday.
That's right. I've worn it three years in a row.
Everyone is a little Irish on St. Patrick's Day, except Italians. We're always Italian.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, baby.
Is it too early for me to try and insist that everybody take a swing at an Irish accent?
Oh, my God.
Come on. Say top of the morning to you. Go ahead.
I can't.
Go. Do it.
Top,
yeah.
Top of the morning.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
A for effort.
I feel like I've been to Ireland after that. So, whoa.
Do you?
Yeah, it was pretty convincing. Let me hear yours.
That is bright green. I've got a little green on my hat on purpose. Because so yesterday was, I was kind of part of a St. Patrick's Day celebration, and literally it was like being in second grade all over again. You're not wearing green. I'm going to pinch you. And I said, yeah, no. And I'll put four knuckles on your jaw. Don't no, no.
This will be, yeah. Seriously.
No, we'll engage in the great Irish tradition of fighting. What do you mean, pinch me? I'm not, what am I, eight? Stop it.
Wait, but that's kind of fun. What did you do yesterday?
No, I just had an event. And it was, oh, it's St. Patrick's themed. And all that. And okay, great. No, and I've been, since Friday, I've said, start the celebration. Let's go ahead. But you're not wearing green. I'm going to give you a pinch unless your whole point is to put your hands on my body and then just say that,
if you want to touch me, just be honest.
That's right. If you're just trying to, which by the way, I also know that's not what's happening there. I just don't see it. Well, good. All right. So spring break, St. Patrick's Day. Away we go.
Let's good? Go, baby.
Yeah, good. Great. Everybody good? Yeah. Well,
feeling good. Me and Adrian had a big weekend we're ready to talk about with you, Chetty.
What's that now? Oh, the wrestling. I'm sorry I missed it. I'm really sorry.
It's all right.
Really? We had to send you photos. We tried to give you a call, but it's okay.
I tried to call you back. And you wouldn't answer
because,
either.
Because I said when I called you, I was like, Instagram, the little phone call feature that they have is fantastic, but you like can only see it if you're already on Instagram. So if you're not on there or your phone's like, it's very hard to like notice that someone's doing that, which is what happened with both of us.
I thought like a notification or something. Well, I'll put it to you this way. If there was an unscheduled St. Patrick's celebration in my world on Saturday that I didn't even know I was taking place in, started with brunch, ended about 8 or 9 o'clock.
I love
nice.
That.
There are parts of it that I can't particularly account for. So yeah, it was fun. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. All right, let's go. Today, officially St. Patrick's Day. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, much love to everybody who has been following along with the saga. This show, and specifically Michaela and Adrian, have been going through it the last few months. And we appreciate you hanging with us. And I'll just say thank you on behalf of my partners, because this is a bit... See, we kind of hope that this show's a bit of an escape for you, too. You know what I mean? For you guys, 100%. While you're going to work and your lives and all that kind of stuff. Well, it kind of works both ways. That we come in here and we get to do a show and we get to kind of shut the rest of the outside world out. You know what I mean? With the other stuff that's going on. However, thank you to everybody who has expressed concern over the last few days of going, hey, get me caught up. So Michaela, her stepmom is going through lung cancer. Lung cancer? Mm-hmm.
She has advanced non-small cell lung cancer is the name of it. But with the medications, we had a rough night last night. She's back in the hospital. So, it's everything that you assume. It's like a wild ride for the heart. We're having a tough morning.
Yeah.
But, the people at Centennial Hills are wonderful. I can't say it enough. And so that's where we're at.
So she was in a rehab facility for a few days. And so now she's back at Centennial Hills Hospital. The other day when you told the story of the nurse who could have been nicer at the rehab place.
Oh yeah.
And I have to tell you, remember I told Michaela this off the air, that a friend of mine who works at, I won't even say the name of, well, I will. It's a friend of mine who works at Southern Hills says, hey, I only caught half the story, which is funny how people listen. You know what I mean? They hear part of it. And she goes, I heard just enough of the story. That wasn't one of ours, was it? And it was like, no, you're good. Oh, so and it was like, well, okay. But you know, if there's ever anything I can do, and hey, maybe next time you think about Southern Hills. And I was like, well, it was more of a convenience factor. They live
up in Centennial Hills. Yeah, it's just close.
So there were two more. There were two others that said, hey, tell Michaela we're sorry to hear she had a bad experience with the rehab facility. If there's anything we can do, let us know.
Oh, man, that's so great. Nice. Thank you.
Incredible.
For that. At the same time, Adrian's baby mama is dealing with some breast cancer issues. And
talked about this on air? Have we said this officially?
I thought we alluded to it.
Yeah, we alluded to it. I don't think so. No, it's 100% okay. It's kind of just shocking to hear on the radio now that someone says it.
It's weird to hear it in your own headphones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, status update. How's things?
So I believe that I believe she is in remission. And that sounds amazing. Although if you can hear some of the skepticism in my voice, is just there's been some medical emergencies the past 2 weeks. So with the doctors telling us that we're on the right path, I'm just like, yeah, we're not through this yet necessarily with that in particular. At least that's how I feel based on some of the things that have happened.
Michaela, have you ever seen Adrian's driver's license?
No.
No? No, it's funny. Adrian Skepticism Hernandez.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Can you narrow it down to just one thing? What was the absolute best part of your weekend? 702-364-90. No, it's my coffee in the bed. It's the Keurig. Sorry. Adrian's going, what's that noise?
I'm like, why is that in an airplane right now?
No, I wait too long. Okay, here's what happens on this show. Michaela waits till the end of the break and then goes, hey, do I have time to go to the bathroom? And it's like, no, because we're about ready to go back. I also, at the end of the break, go, you know, I need another cup of coffee.
Uh-huh.
And I never leave enough time for the coffee to get done. So invariably, right when we turn the mics on is when it's done. And, you know, if you make coffee in the morning with a Keurig, it makes a bunch of noise right at the end.
Yeah.
That's what happens there. 702-364-9898. Can you narrow it down to what was the absolute best part of your weekend? I'm going to say Saturday I met up with friends just for brunch. It turned into, Bloody Mary's, turned into let's go somewhere else, turned into an Uber ride home.
Let's go.
Turned into I'll get my car later. Yeah, it was fun.
Fun and responsible, Chet. We love to see it.
Uber XL or regular Uber?
Buddy, I got to be honest. I was glad to just, I was just glad to get it done. I was glad to just
a seat and an engine and a seatbelt. We were good.
I got to be honest that, the particulars are a little fuzzy about all that. Absolute best part of your weekend, Michaela.
I got to go to a wrestling match with Adrian, and one of the wrestlers that I love so much that Adrian introduced me to followed me back on social media, and I feel like I'm 10 years old again. It was so exciting.
Who is this wrestler?
His name's Swerve, and my thing that I liked about him is he gets stapled in the face a lot. He's very tough. And I know it was very gruesome.
That's like, what but is your reason?
Why is there a stapler in the ring?
Because what match was it, Adrian? It was like the death match or something.
When you're in a Texas death match, Chet, anything goes, buddy. Sure. Anything goes, all caps. You know what I'm saying?
I assume yours matches hers when you guys Saturday, and I'm sorry I missed it.
Well, it's okay. There'll be more, buddy. Don't worry. Uh-huh. WrestleMania week, pal. You're going to one of them. Best part of my weekend was on Sunday at the NASCAR Pennzoil race, just being in the same room and hearing Morgan Freeman talk. Legendary. So
no,
that was awesome.
Way.
Okay.
Morgan Freeman. Oh my God.
I'm normally the full disclosure. I'm in Seattle for another couple of days. We had a cracking game last night. And ordinarily I'm the guy who does the driver intros, all the pre-race festivities. Mika, I really want you to sing the national anthem at NASCAR.
Let's do it next year together.
So that I can be the one that introduces you and all that kind of stuff. I think it'd be amazing.
I would love that.
So, no, I had to miss the whole thing. And then it's not only are the Backstreet Boys there, so I didn't get to, Nick Carter's posting stuff, and he and I become, you know, friendly, friends.
Yeah.
We text and whatnot, and I'm like, what the, and he's like, this is intense. It's awesome. And I explained, I forget what I said to him. I said, ordinarily I'm there for driver intros. Like I explained it all out to him. I said, hey, you got back safely from Macau. Sorry I wasn't there at LVMS. I'm usually the announcer for all the pre-race festivities in Victory Lane, but the Kraken have a game in Seattle tonight. Headed into rehearsal now. Have fun. See you soon. He goes, I have no idea what you're saying with this text.
Oh my God.
It's just none of it. It's like, because that's my world and that's not his world.
Yeah.
But it's a different thing. And I said, ordinarily I would be there to announce you, but I am not. And he goes, got it.
Yeah. He's like, can you say it in musical form? Then maybe understand.
He's like, sorry, we miss you. Brian and Kevin say hi and you know, whatever. And we'll see you soon. We'll see you at the Sphere. So yeah. Awesome. All right. 702-364-9898. Let's go. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? Hit us up right now. Would you?
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got Jonathan Gagne, from North Las Vegas.
From North Las Vegas. Hey, we decided to expand it out. Just, it used to just be Northtown that got the hay, but now it's all of North Las Vegas that gets the hay. Jonathan, what was the absolute best part of your weekend? Be specific.
I got to watch my daughter and her team for elementary school win the championship soccer game.
How old is your daughter?
She is 11. They're fifth graders. Oh. They played two games, semifinals. They went into a shootout, won the shootout, and into the championships. Went into a shootout for the championship game and won 4-3.
Oh, my that's God, that's
crazy.
So exciting.
So was this like a league championship?
It was actually for all the elementary schools up in north of Las Vegas.
Oh, okay, right on. Yeah.
Incredible.
So it's kind of, yeah, kind of a league thing. What team does she play on?
Cosine.
It's a school team. Okay. It's a club team, but it's a school team. I got you. Yeah. Well, no, that's a blast. That's a blast. And literally, was that just not every bit as good for you as like when the Knights won the cup or the Aces won the WNBA championship? Was it bit as good?
She's the only girl on the boys' team.
Oh, my
Stop
God.
Stop it.
What position does she play?
Say that again?
What position does she play?
They actually play everything. She was playing center forward when they won.
Right.
So cool.
I got you. Oh, I thought maybe that was like my first soccer team. So we were all the, you know, all the other teams got to pick, and then we were all the kids left. And so they just threw us on a team because it was just brand new. We were like six, you know, it didn't matter. And so we literally ran around in a pack after the ball. We didn't like positions. It didn't matter. Just every kid on the field swarmed to the ball. And they literally said, so what are we going to call this team? And then went, well, look at them. They're obviously the Buffaloes because they're just in a big herd.
Aww.
And so the very first team I ever played on was the Buffaloes. So at least in your case, well, my daughter, she played a variety of positions, but, you know, at least they had them. Nice job. Yeah. How did you celebrate afterwards?
We went fishing. She wanted to go camping.
Oh, best dad ever, dude.
What a great weekend.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes, we had an amazing weekend.
We got Champion Show shirts for you. Thank you so much for listening. Wear them in good health, and we'll talk again soon. All right?
Cool. Thank you.
Congratulations. Hey. Nice work.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Monday morning, we need some good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
A guy in Australia, Michaela, set a new record. He has survived 100 days with an artificial heart made of titanium.
Okay.
I am titanium.
Come on, Sia.
He was the first person to ever leave the hospital with a heart made out of titanium.
That's crazy, actually. How?
It kept him going until a real, because they can do all kinds of stuff like that now. It kept him going until a real heart became available earlier this month.
It's amazing.
But, new record. Yeah, I guess so. This might be the most Florida thing ever. And you know, the best good feeling stories of the day don't start out well. A cop in Bradenton, Florida had to kind of, I mean, it's, I wanted to say he went above and beyond the call of duty, but really this is kind of his job a little bit. But this pizza delivery driver shows up to deliver this lady's pizza. And waiting for her. What a bonus for this guy too, because he's thinking, ooh, pizza. Ooh, and a delicious delivery driver. There was an 8-foot alligator underneath the car.
Mm-mm.
So luckily, the cop was already there because the people, you saw the alligator and went, hey, we got an alligator. It's under the car. So the cop was like, there's an alligator under the car. go
dude,
around.
I couldn't even process that if that were happening. I feel like it'd freeze.
He told her to go around to the back door. She was worried. This is great. She was worried that the alligator might have a buddy that the cop wasn't aware of. So she said, no, I'll take my chances with the front door. Let me know if the alligator comes out from underneath the car. And the cop goes, nah, let's just do it this way. You hand me the pizza, I'll deliver the pizza. Chess cam footage apparently is spectacular.
Hilarious.
Because the customer was an older lady who's lived in Bradenton, Florida all her damn life. She ain't worried about no alligator. So she got a little too close for comfort. The cop's losing his mind. He says, get back in the house. I'm just assuming that's what he sounded like. Get back in the house. And she responded with, where's my pizza?
I love it.
She wanted a selfie with the gator. So, so the cop helped out with that too. Animal wranglers eventually showed up and took it away.
No way, just light me on fire. I wouldn't do any conversations. I just would call it out, quit. No. Hey,
from what I understand, the way the gators deal with gators and crocs deal with humans is that they're not particularly fond of you either. So they'll lash out if you mess with them, but ordinarily they're not trying to. You know, I mean, unless you're like, well, you, because you're little, you might have a problem.
I know.
big old ugly SOB like me ain't got no gator issue.
Yeah, just 8 feet. I'm barely 5. I'd be dead.
That's yes. That's your good feeling stories of the day, brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
And because people started celebrating St. Patty's Day on Friday, it feels like it's been St. Patrick's Day for a month. It feels like today's the actual day.
Uh-huh.
Today's the actual day, but it feels like we've been doing this for a while now. By the way, happy first day of spring break in the Clark County School District to all who celebrate. Adrian.
Thank you. Listen, shout out to the older children. My nephew, who's 14, just has to be a babysitter on spring break.
Oh, brutal.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to all the eldest kids, too. We
awful.
Got you.
Adrian, give me an Irish accent top of the morning to you. Come on, do it.
Jesus, I'm terrible at this.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning for you.
Morning.
Sorry, Chad. I didn't best I got, brother.
No, that was better than what I got at 6 o'clock when you looked at me and said, "I'll murder you if you make me do this."
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, you didn't say it out loud, but you said it with your eyes.
Yeah, I saw it.
By the way, the best news over the weekend that kind of got buried ever so slightly. Apple TV Plus has officially renewed Ted Lasso for a fourth season.
Let's go. I know you love that show.
Did you ever watch it?
No, I need to. It's on my list. So many people have told me it's such a feel-good, happy guy show.
It's good for your soul. It really is. It's good for your soul. The acting is fantastic. It's just corny enough to be corny, but, you know, Sudeikis is great.
Love him.
And Adrian, did you ever watch it?
No, but Apple TV's been killing it.
You'll want to be a soccer fan, and then pretty much if you weren't one already, it's too much. It's like literally like I'll watch, but I don't know who's who and what's what. But after you watch Ted Lasso, because that's what he is. He's an American who goes over to coach football. He's an American football coach that they hire to coach football in England.
Uh-huh.
And it's, you know, and everything that goes with that. Ted Lasso has been renewed for season 4. Jason Sudeikis back. And he loves puns and dad jokes. So it's just kind of fun. While other castings are yet to be confirmed, options have been picked up for, okay, Ted Lasso fans, you'll know, Hannah Waddingham, Brett Goldstein, and Jeremy Swift. Third season largely. So the plan was that it was going to be done after 3 seasons. That was it. They were just going to be done. So they kind of wrapped it all up. And sorry if I'm, you know what? It's your fault now if you haven't watched it. You're spoiling the ending. But they wrap it up and Ted goes back to Kansas. However, people were so rabid about it. They went, okay, we'll write it. We'll start like kind of a new arc, I believe. So
good for them. Fun. Way to go. And it's such a feel-good show. We need it right now. So good on season four.
Michaela's hometown throwdown in just moments. A big day on Monday. Margo Malik from Silverado Ranch tries to become our 16th all-time five-time champ. And we've got a fresh supply of Pitbull Vegas After Dark, the residency tickets at the Blue Live Theater at Fontainebleau, Las Vegas. They did not put a date on this. So I'm assuming, you get to go whenever you want. Let me go back and double check. While the song plays, let me go before I put my foot completely in my mouth. Let me make sure that they didn't go back, because I made this sheet for us on Friday and they may have fixed it over there. Are you looking, Adrian?
Yes, it'll be for the Friday night show, May 9th.
Okay, so Friday, May 9th. Clear that. This is why you got to double check. And I did. Here's what's funny. I did double check this morning, but not very closely. I just looked to see that what I thought was there was still there. I didn't check the particulars.
But I got you.
Yes, as always. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown coming up in just moments. Everybody stay close.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Who's taking the 177-second survey today, Adrian?
I believe we have Zingan from the southwest part of town.
Hi, Zingan from the southwest.
Cool name, dude.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi. It's a same. Oh, I've got the. I was about to do the 177-second survey music, but I'd rather do Irish music. I'm so conflicted. But we need the timer, so I'm going to go with this. Fact or full of it. So I'm going to read you a statement. You tell us whether it's fact or whether it's full of it. There's no real wrong answers here. We're just doing it for fun. The word leprechaun, Zin, the word leprechaun means keeper of the gold. Fact or full of it?
Fact.
Michaela?
Fact.
Adrian?
Full of it.
Yeah, that's a good, call to zig whilst others zag. It's full of it. Leprechaun means small-bodied fellow.
Oh.
Makes sense.
Oh.
Hey, Zin, the first time leprechauns were associated with St. Patrick's Day was in a Disney film in 1959. Before that, nobody put the two together.
Zin.
Zin says fact, Michaela.
I'll back Zin up. Fact.
Adrian.
Full of it.
It is a fact, believe it or not. Really? Darby O'Gill and the Little People was the first time that leprechauns were used as a symbol of St. Patrick's Day. The whole thing's made up. You know this, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was also one of Sean Connery's earliest movies. But yeah, before 1959, leprechauns and St. Patrick's Day were not a thing. The number of Americans who have Irish ancestry is three times the current population of Ireland. Zin, fact or full of it?
I'll say full of it.
Michaela?
Oh, full of it.
Adrian?
I'm going with a fact.
Technically, Michaela and Zin are correct. It's a bit of a trick question. Adrian, you're right too, more or less. The number of Americans who have Irish ancestry is not three times the current population of Ireland. It's eight times the current population of Ireland. Ooh. It was like the other day when we had more. It was like three times more Puerto Ricans are in the United States than Puerto Rico. Know what I'm saying? There are about 36.5 million Irish Americans, the entire population of the Republic of Ireland, about 4.5 million. The largest St. Paddy's Day parade is held every year in Chicago. Fact or full of it?
Fact.
Michaela?
Fact.
Adrian?
I hate to agree with them, but it's a fact.
It's not. The largest one is in New York. The one in Chicago is big. The one in New York is bigger. Boston was the very first city in the U.S. to have a St. Paddy's Day parade. Fact or full of it?
Full of it?
Michaela?
Full of it.
Adrian? Fact. It's a fact. Boston held the first one in 1761. Well, I'll just tell you. The color green, considered to be unlucky in Ireland. In Irish folklore. Yeah. I'm not, it's a long, actually the color blue is more what is associated with St. Patrick's Day. We've just, as usual, it came to America and we screwed it up. You know what I mean? We just went, you don't know what you're talking about. We're doing it our way.
My surprise. So
that's what we did. And St. Patrick's Day, not a big party day in Ireland. So if you're watching a news show this morning and they go, here's a live shot of here's a webcam showing Dublin, Ireland, and there's the, you know, the pub and all that kind of stuff, that's mostly tourists. In fact, in Ireland, St. Patrick's Day was a national holiday for religious observance, and as recently as the 1970s, the pubs were closed on March 17th. Again, the whole drinking, that might be us more than,
we just do our own thing.
Yeah, we just take stuff and we just go, you guys, no, you don't know what you're doing.
Sounds
we'll
cool.
do it. We'll do it. Zen, you can celebrate St. Patrick's Day. You'll never forget St. Patrick's Day, because St. Patrick's Day 2025 was the day that you won tickets to the weekend After Hours Till Dawn tour, the second show at Allegiant Stadium. Congratulations.
Let's go.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Sorry, I was excited. I jumped the gun there. Happy St. Patty's Day, everybody. Happy spring break for all those who celebrate. Clark County School District out this week. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Are you guys doing anything for St. Patty's Day today?
No.
Is that your thing?
Specific?
Have you before?
Were you when I was younger.
By the radio station?
Yeah, when I was younger, I definitely celebrated with everybody. But now, no.
You're out on that. You're wearing your green shirt. That's enough.
Yeah. I gave you what you wanted.
That's right.
All I've got. Well, it's hard. Also, I don't drink. So it's not like I'm going to go to the bar and be like, yeah, blarney. Blim, 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 blim.
Exactly, Chet. Everything she just said.
Blarney. What was that? Blarney. Bloomers.
Blarney. What? Blim, 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 leprechaun. You know what I'm saying?
I just turned southern.
What?
No, you know what I'm saying. Don't act cool.
Of course.
No, I'm not sure I do.
Can we get the Urban Dictionary on that, please?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to relationship rehab. This is great. Mia in Silverado Ranch. The subject line, I lied to my husband to protect our daughter. Now, actually, you know what? Mia says everything I would say right here. You guys were talking about teen drivers on Friday. Oh, about kids not getting their licenses. That's what I was like, whoa, we were talking about Friday. So I finally decided to spill my guts, says Mia. Total honesty, P1s.
Ooh.
In quotes. Y'all know who you are. You have to tell the truth all the time. if you leave out a detail, it's a lie. Total honesty, P1s. Mm-hmm. I love that she put a title on it. Total honesty, P1s. I'd call them THP1s. That's what I have, total honesty, P1s. Get ready for your heads to explode, says Mia. My daughter did get her license last fall, but my husband is still a bit skittish about letting her drive alone. We have a second car that she gets to use, but she's never allowed to drive my car. He was worried that she would crash our nice car.
Mm-hmm.
Our daughter is a good girl and she's very responsible. You know what's coming. Mm-hmm. So in a moment of weakness, I decided to let her drive my car. $1,800 worth of damage later, it was definitely not okay to let her drive my car. She banged my car up pretty good after hitting a street sign and driving over a giant rock.
Been there.
So now here's the meat of this. I knew my husband would be furious if he knew that I allowed her to drive our nice car. So I told him I did it.
Mama.
I feel bad about lying to him. Are you not one of those total honesty P1s, Michaela Gordon?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for admitting it.
You're welcome. I'm in a weird mood today. I can feel it.
I like it.
Thank you.
I knew my husband would be furious if he knew I allowed her to drive her nice car, so I told him that I did it. I feel bad about lying to him and having our daughter go along with the lie.
Yeah.
But the alternative would have been far worse. I can't be the only parent who's done this. Isn't this untruth forgivable in the interest of saving my daughter? So, all you total honesty P1s, everybody who goes, you have to tell the truth always. There is so, what else is she lying about? You know how all that goes. If he's lying about this, if it's a dude and it's anything else, and maybe that's the answer. Mm-hmm. If it's anything else, I got to be honest, I'm on Mia's side. I am on Mia's side. I just hope your daughter can keep her yap shut long enough to let this whole thing blow over. I hope the kid doesn't give you up. And if you decide to tell, that's your own business. But right now, today, this morning, where the wounds are still fresh and the car still isn't fixed yet, I don't know if it is or isn't, but I'm assuming no. But you know what I'm saying is like right now, in this moment, I'll say it. Way to go, Mia. Mama bear over everything.
Oh, Lord.
Protect your child. I'm okay with it. I'm good with it. Unless you can explain to me otherwise. It's 702-364-9898. What do we have? Have you seen I saw TV commercials this weekend, but I also saw trailers online. Have you seen this Disney's Snow White, the magical movie event?
No, I haven't, but I've seen all the controversy around it.
And controversy?
Oh, yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, should we say? Hang on. Let's talk off air and decide if we need to bring this on the air.
Cool.
So Snow White, the magical movie event, either way, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And we want you to go see it for free. It's in theaters starting this Friday, only in theaters this Friday. We have free passes. You need to be caller number 25 at 702-364-9898. Let's discuss. Is this okay? She lied to her husband to save her daughter. 702-364-9898.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chip Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
I got to be honest, Michaela, I'm really kind of surprised that you're fighting me on this one.
Tell me, okay.
So again, Mia says we were talking about teen drivers on Friday. So she finally decided she needed to tell somebody because she's holding this in. Oh, I can't believe. Really? Am I? No.
Yes, dude.
I would have never believed in a bajillion years that I would find myself on the island on this particular subject.
A beautiful lone wolf.
Ow! Oh,
yes.
I guess. I don't even, man, I'm okay. Well, let's get to it then. You guys were talking about teen drivers on Friday, decided to finally spill my guts. Total honesty P1s, get ready for your heads to explode. I agree. I'll tell you, Christina, Marco, Michaela, Adrian, where do you fall on this?
I'm on your side.
Thank you. You know why? Because you're a solid thinking American. That's what you are.
Oh yeah,
you've got some common sense and some decency. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Gotta teach your kid to lie a little bit.
Well, look,
in a controlled environment like this, anyway.
Daughter got her license. Long and the short of it, daughter got her license. She's allowed to drive the beater car. You know, that's quote unquote her car. Uh-huh. Mom, she's a good girl. So Mia let her drive her car, the nice one. And Mia's daughter then promptly hit a street sign and drove over a rock. How did they get away with only $1,800 in damage is what I want to know. That's what I want to know. How did you get away? If you're hitting street signs, driving over rocks, I'm assuming they were right next to each other. Can't you practically see it?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
100%. I think I've done it.
Yeah. How did you get away? Right. How did you get away with $1,800 worth of damage? So Mia knew that her husband would blow a gasket. So she took the fall for her kid. Christina, please to be enlightening us as to why this is a bad idea.
Because if she lies about this, what else is she going to lie about?
Oh, stop it. Oh, stop it. Stop it.
No matter how
listen.
Small or how big, we have to own up to it.
I'll accept the argument of if she's lying about this, what else is she lying about? If we're talking about flirting with a coworker or going out on a date with an ex and all that kind of stuff, because it makes you look shady in your relationship. Lying to protect your daughter. Oh my God. I mean, I get
her though. What if she would have hurt somebody? I mean, you're not protecting her.
What if there was an earthquake and the car got swallowed up in the crevasse? You can't play the what if. No, but nobody did get hurt.
I know, but still, you got to show him responsibility. She crashed it, so she should have to have responsibility to pay for it. Don't lie to your husband about it. Just own up to it.
I did this.
I made the mistake.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but that's making an assumption. I can protect my daughter from the husband and say, I'm not going to tell dad, but you still need to take care of this and you'll handle it with me.
But protect her from what?
Because apparently the dad's going to...
He's going to lose his mind.
Protect her from being a 16-year-old who just got her license and is bound to get an offender bender because she just got her license.
I hate it when I'm wrong. I hate it when I'm on the wrong side of this. Christina, enjoy Disney's Snow White, the magical movie event. It looks amazing. 10 theaters this Friday. You're going for free.
Thank you.
Have fun.
Take your daughter that you won't lie for. Take your daughter that you're not willing to lie for. Marco, anything else on this?
No, I'm just worried, like, you know, if something slips out, then now how mad is the dad going to be? It's just going to add fuel to the flame, really. So it's just, it is a what if, but it's a very possible what if.
No, I get it. And here's what sucks. You and Christina, as much as I was ready to, you know, I'm going to stand up and fight on this one. Your points are valid. I'll at least grant that your points are valid. Mm-hmm. I still have a good day, dude. You're.
Hi, boss.
I hate flipping.
Have a beautiful day, a gorgeous day with your beautiful.
You know, I don't love just because they agreed with you. I don't. okay, Michaela, you have thoughts. Go ahead. Mika.
Yeah, dude. I feel like, hello, inevitable. 16-year-old crashes a car, groundbreaking. Like, she just got her license. She's not going to get in trouble. It happens. And she shouldn't get in trouble. She did it. So what? You'll fix it. You'll come together. And it builds trust between the parents and the daughter. She didn't mean to crash the car. It happens. Even people that are 35 years old, it happens to. It's a vehicle. It's a car.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's not, Mia's not giving dad a lot of credit, but...
Yeah, dad's probably just happy she's safe too.
I almost cursed. I'm so frustrated. I almost cursed. I didn't even mean to. It just almost slipped out. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian, give your side for the defense.
No, listen, I completely understand this. If the one parent's gonna flip out, like if my son did something at home that I know his mom's gonna go, oh, she is going to blow a gasket when she sees this. We'll try to clean it up, and I will handle it. And sire, just please go over there, and we'll take care of this. And so, if this in this situation that we're talking about, if the mom is like, listen, your dad's gonna flip out. I don't want you to have to go through that and then have to deal with the repercussions with the assumptions now that he's going to have throughout. So I will handle it and I will talk to him and I'll say that I did it. But the most important part in this scenario is that the daughter needs to make sure that she makes good on this because she did do something wrong, but she can handle it with mom and we'll keep it between us. And that's cool.
Solid. Adrian, that's solid because you're right. What, no matter what happens, Mia needs to make sure that the daughter takes responsibility, maybe because you've lessened the blow a little bit. With
Mia has to make her daughter take responsibility, but she's not making her take responsibility by being honest and just telling dad the truth.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but if dad is freaking out, and the wife knows this better than anybody else in the world,
if you then know there's a reason she's saying that. If the punishment's not going to fit the crime.
Are parents reasonable, Michaela? Are parents reasonable? Come on.
Well, but you know what I am? You know which guy I am right now? Whoever gets to me last, that's the argument I'm going with. Whoever I talk to last, that's the argument I'm going to side with. So I'm going to end this right here.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Perfectly imperfect. 98.5 KLUC.
God, you know what I realized? I already did all the good ones.
No, keep it going.
St. Patty's Day factor full of it. No, I did. No, this is pretty good. Hang on. Michaela, St. Patrick wasn't even Irish. Factor full of it.
Fact.
British.
I was going to say Italian, but okay, yeah.
He's British. He may be the patron saint of Ireland, but he was from Britain. 1,500 years ago, he was kidnapped by raiders, taken to Ireland, and sold as a slave. He worked there for a few years, escaped, and then returned to Ireland later as a Christian missionary. What?
Oh, my Michaela. God, that just took a turn.
Yeah, Adrian lost his mind. What happened?
No, Michaela was flabbergasted at this guy's path and story and journey. So
I just didn't know he got kidnapped. I just never saw that in the...
The kidnapping and the slavery?
Yeah, no, I guess I just never put that in the mix of St. Patrick. But we all have a past, so...
Yes, we do.
But we all have a past. Nothing to be ashamed of, Patty. No,
not around here, babe.
Everyone has a different journey. It's all right.
We understand why you drink now, sir. We got it.
Hang on, I saw something else that I really wanted to. I don't know where it went. This one's pretty good. Oh, I don't even have to be sensitive today because there's no kids going to school. We can do adult stuff right now. Fits, as in the last part, or I'm sorry, as in the first part of many Irish last names like Fitzpatrick, Fitzsimmons, Fitzgerald. You get that?
Yeah.
Fits, as in the first part of many Irish last names, used to mean the bastard son of blank. Factor full of it. Factor full of it.
John
fact,
Snow.
Adrian?
Fact.
Yeah. So Fitzsimmons would be the bastard son of Simmons.
My God.
Fitzpatrick would be the, you get it.
John Fitzsnow. I got it.
It's kind of messed up, actually.
Boy, that was bad. You want to take that one back?
Yeah.
You can.
Nope. I'm rocking with it. I'm rocking with it. Spring back. Let's go.
Wow, dude. Okay.
No regrets.
Your choice. Just remember, we gave you the chance to take that back if you wanted to. Fitz Snow, huh?
Well, because Jon Snow, he's
you don't have to explain it to me. Oh, you kind of need to explain yourself.
A lot of people in the audience just want to make sure we're all on the same page, everybody.
Oof. I love it here.
Huh. All right. No, I'm done.
You sure?
You know, it was it. I think it's, you know, the more I thought about it, and I kind of looked over what I had left, and then I went Fitz Snow, and I can't get that out of my head.
We are Fitz done.
Chet, turn his microphone off.
What is happening right now? This is great. Somebody's feeling confident this morning.
Happy spring break, everybody. Have a great day.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it is. Adrian doesn't have a kid. Yeah. Oh, he doesn't have a kid or a baby mama this week. That's what's going on here.
Oh, man. They are Fitz out of here. All right. That was too much. Yeah, that was it. The line's been. Yeah.
Yeah. We're lucky you're even wearing pants, which I'm not really sure if you are. But wake up, get up,
take. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, why you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show. Woo-hoo!
9 o'clock Monday morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Thank you for being here for the Chet Buchanan Show. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. And if you're feeling a little uneasy this morning, because it's Monday, if you got the, you know, Sunday scaries turn into Monday something, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a saying out there somewhere that I'm just missing. And by the way, it's St. Patrick's Day. If you're feeling a little uneasy, just go have a drink. Nobody will judge.
Yeah.
Not today. Tomorrow you got a problem. Tomorrow they send you to rehab.
Yes.
But today, we smell Jameson on your breath. Well, St. Patrick's Day.
It is true. It's the only day you can start drinking at 4 a.m. People are like, good morning.
They're like, wow, I didn't know you were Irish. We're all Irish. Researchers from the University of Zurich, there's a point to this about the uneasiness and nerves on a Monday. They found that, and the reason why I mention University of Zurich, because they sound smart. You know what I mean? They sound like they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They found that AI chatbots will actually appear to be more anxious when they are exposed to distressing content. Because they copy what we do.
Uh-huh.
They pick up on those patterns. They exposed GPT-4 to traumatic stories and discovered that the bot's self-reported psychological assessment scores changed in response.
Wow.
The results were clear. Traumatic stories more than doubled the measurable anxiety levels of the AI, while the neutral control test did not lead to any increase in anxiety levels. So if they just did a regular story, they were cool. And then the traumatic one, they're like, it's weirding me out too. On the other hand, exposing the bots to mindfulness techniques like breathing exercises and whatnot also calmed the anxiety levels, this raises my anxiety levels. These things are becoming more and more self-aware and they're able to control emotions. Yeah. So if they're able to get more anxious and more calm, pretty soon they're going to be able to get more pissed off. And then we got troubles.
Honestly, I didn't even think about that. And now I'm scared.
Think about it. Yes.
Point was made.
3, 2, 1.
Normal people have normal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
I think we've heard a million different versions of this, Michaela, but they have learned that Instagram.
Yeah.
The feeling that it gives you is like being on drugs. That's why we love it so much. That's why you're doom scrolling. And I assume it's TikTok or whatever your favorite social media platform is.
Mm-hmm.
Brief moments of Instagram engagement triggers a reward-based rush, and closing the app triggers a stress response. That sounds harsh, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I also feel like it causes a stress response for me when I open it. Where's the dopamine coming in?
You don't get the rush?
No, I get nervous.
Yeah, I think, no, they, really? Why?
Maybe because I have to use mine as a business. So it's not like just fun. I like have to think more about it just to like promote myself, like any entertainers, whatever, businesses, small businesses. But I do, I open it and I'm like, oh God, okay, what do we got to do today?
Do people say nasty things to you?
Oh yeah, all the time.
Do they really?
It doesn't happen so much, but yeah, definitely. Somebody said the other day, you know what they do? They and this actually always hurt my feelings, started from American Idol. They always think I have a lot of work done. They're like, oh, plastic face. Right. Oh, blah, blah. Yeah. And there's no way to just say I'm just pretty. So I have to deal with it.
Sorry, I'm just naturally worked on.
Sorry, I just have my lips done. Everything else is just hot. My dad.
This work was done by the Lord.
The Lord.
The Lord.
Because people are so brave behind those keyboards, and it hurts my face.
Oh, sure. No,
even to this day.
There's no reason for that.
Yeah, it embarrasses me.
There's literally no reason for that. Scrolling away on Instagram led to a marked slowing of participants' heart rate, while at the same time increasing their sweating response. When participants were forced to stop using Instagram, their heart rates increased and they reported increases in stress and anxiety. Social media, the guy who did the study, social media taps into basic human needs. We all want to belong. We all want to be liked.
Yeah.
And then the people see, and Michaela's got 1.6 million followers. So eventually you're going to get idiots who that's where they, you know why? Because they're such losers.
You know what they do actually? It happens more life, on our page.
Fair. So they're such good. So you'll hear my voice when I say it then, because I kind of thought I was putting it out into the void. Maybe that the people, you know, because whoever's talking to you on your page may or may not be listening to this show. But if they're doing it on our page, and ooh, what do they say about me? Do they say anything about me?
No, they love you. You know what they send? I swear to God, you guys, this is not even funny. This is not a joke. Sometimes they send the gif of the jigsaw puzzle guy with the cheeks and the lips. Do you know what that face is?
No, but I'll look.
You got to look it up. Sometimes they put that face underneath something that I've posted. And then I'm like, it's kind of clever, but I also hate you. With you.
Yeah, I don't.
They like you.
I don't think they care enough to come after me. I don't think I'm interesting enough.
No,
for
they're into you.
But anyway, good. Hear me now. You're a loser, and you're not tough, and you're not cool, whatever, by talking mess to my girl when she can't talk back. So, whatever, you suck, and. That's all I have to say about that. Happy Monday, everybody. Happy Happy St. Patrick's Day. It's not Thanksgiving. I don't know why I make every day Thanksgiving. I don't know why.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, I can't decide if these are the greatest More You Know Before We Go or the dumbest ever, which usually that's what makes them the greatest and the dumbest. They're the greatest because they're the dumbest. Yeah. Do you know what the difference is between Slurpees and Icees?
No.
That's actually the correct answer. There's nothing. There's no difference.
Okay, good.
They're both made by the same company. 7-Eleven just has a licensing deal to call them Slurpees. And kind of tries to make them seem like they're different, but they're not.
Smart dude. Options.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Do you know your American history? Do you know what Paul Revere yelled out when he went on his famous midnight ride? What did he yell out?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like I do, but I no. I don't.
Yeah, well, it's generally believed that Paul Revere was riding across the countryside yelling, "The British are coming! The British are coming!"
Oh my God, I feel like such a moron. Of course,
no,
the British probably didn't,
because we weren't really Americans yet. We were British that were living in a different place. So, had somebody yelled out, "The British are coming!"
They wouldn't have understood anyway.
Put your own punchline in there. Or he probably used the most common term for British soldiers, saying regulars is what they called them. But it doesn't make for such a good story if he was yelling, "The regulars are coming! The regulars are coming!" And before the internet, we didn't fact check. You know, we just allowed things to become legendary and we didn't worry about it. Mm-hmm. Finally, this morning, this is the dumbest thing ever. I freaking love it. And I'll never forget it, nor will you. What is the busiest day of the year for KFC? What day is their Super Bowl? What day is the day where they go, man, we got to make sure that delivery gets here on time so that we got enough chicken to make for the people? What is the busiest day of the year for KFC? What is your guess?
Thanksgiving?
No, guess again.
Okay, so, July 3rd.
Okay, I was headed in that direction. The busiest day of the year for KFC is Mother's Day.
Why?
Because mom ain't going to cook on Mother's Day.
So everyone wants KFC?
Sure, get a bucket of chicken so the whole family can enjoy. Listen, don't argue with me. I just present the facts. I don't, you know.
Never. I'm more impressed.
No, I was at first of all like, that's so stupid. And then I went, that makes so much sense.
Totally.
Mom wants a bucket of chicken. We got to feed a bunch of people because everybody's coming over to see mom. Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, it's all right. Great. Happy St. Patrick's Day. We got to go. Are you doing anything today?
No, dude. I'm just going to wear my shirt that I've worn for 3 years in a row. Sure. Says, everyone's a little Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
And you are
Italians.
Just a little.
We're always Italian.
Oh. I thought it was because you were little, and because you're gonna be a little Irish.
A little leprechaun. Yeah.
No, that's great. Everybody have a great day. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, ChetBuchanan. Follow us at 985KLUC. Adrian, what are you up to?
Yes, sir. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio, no weird spelling, plus brand new episode of Unlikely, actually episode number 70 with AEW's Ricochet. You can check that out on YouTube and that free Odyssey app.
And once again, because once is never enough, Michaela Gordon.
Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H.
Yeah, and once again, happy St. Patty's Day. Celebrate responsibly and make sure you shut it down early because we got work to do tomorrow. We'll meet back here bright and early tomorrow morning. Have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.